that cheerful voice on the phone, Annie Dugan. Hey, Annie, I went to Empty Bowl last week.
Yay, did you have treasures?
Oh, treasures. Oh boy, no kidding. Well, so now I've kind of got this wild hair. I know it's harder than it looks. I know it is. But now I kind of got this wild hair to learn how to do pottery.
Wonderful. Oh, that's fabulous. It is as enjoyable as it looks. Let's put it that way. And, you know, it's a big part of art making is the process. And getting your hands in clay, there is absolutely nothing like it. I had a fabulous talk with Cecilia Ramon. She's an artist in our community, about the connection between doing something with your hands and your brain, just that it just changes the wiring in your brain. So getting your hands in that earth, like physical earth, real, literal earth, is so huge. In Germany right now, the students in K-12, they have to have one day that's completely screen-free in the classroom, so that there's just, you know, teachers are actually writing on the chalkboard again. Students are writing on the chalkboard because there's something about that physical writing and that physical connection. So learn to make pottery. There's a lot of really great opportunities in the Northland. The Duluth Art Institute has classes. Makerspace has classes. You can go talk to Karin Kramer at Duluth Pottery. There are a lot of really great options for folks to dig in and get their hands a little dirty, get a little messy.
Somebody sent me a link from Facebook, a place, I want to say it was like Cloquet Renshaw out in that area, and I thought to myself, I wonder if Annie would go with me.
Oh, I would. I'm always up for getting my hands in clay. So, yes, absolutely.
So lots of art, no doubt.
Today is the day.
Today is the day, weather-wise, to just walk from place to place to find art.
Well, and I think hopefully it's going to hold, because throughout the week, Friday, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I will get to those 5 shows. But I want to hit a couple before that. And tomorrow, Tuesday, from 6 to 8:30, the Lake Superior Writers Group, this is the third in the series that they're doing, and I love the title of this event. It's called Get the Grant, and a lot of artists can appreciate that title, and a lot of artists should go and hear from the experts that they have assembled. There'll be a panel first of all, the new Bent Paddle Tap Room, so that's an okay spot to learn about getting the grant. You can soothe any sadness. It's Danielle Sosin, who is an amazing writer in our community. She's gotten grants before. Judy Boudreau is just a phenomenal organizer as well as writer, and she'll speak on her experience with applying and receiving grants. And then Tina Higgins and Ashley Kolka will also be. Ashley Kolka is the grants manager at the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, and really is a fabulous resource, and one that people, artists especially, can really reach out and use to help them with that process. Because it can be really intimidating and scary and like, oh my gosh, there's too much. And a lot of people I know open that up and say, absolutely not. You know, they fill out, you know, maybe their name, but that's about as far as they get. So this is a really great opportunity to learn sort of the ins and outs on regional arts grants and other grants, and especially, you know, how to go through that process. So definitely check that out. Thursday at the Karpeles Manuscript Museum. The Karpeles Manuscript Museum just has been doing some really fabulous work with exhibitions, speakers, performances. You know, you think, oh, a documents museum, like, really? And it really is amazing what they, you know, the written word and how we transmit memory is so important. And they have a exhibition called Zungin, I'm not going to pronounce it right, Zungidewin, which means strong-hearted in Ojibwe Mo'in. And it's an exhibit about American health and resiliency. It's with the University of Minnesota Medical School in Duluth and the Center of American Indian and Minority Health. It'll be from 6 to 8 on Thursday. They will have speakers talking about indigenous foods. The Karpelis will have their treaties on view, so the treaties that have been made in the area, in the Great Lakes region, so you'll be able to see those documents, which, you know, have a lot of repercussions and contemporary connection now. So, and I think KUMD will have a story, a more in-depth story about it tomorrow morning at 8, so you can hear all about it tomorrow morning before the big opening on Thursday.
We will indeed.
And then, excellent. And then Friday, there are 5 shows. You have to, it'll be good practice for the next week's Homegrown on how to plan your route. But I would suggest starting in Superior, because Superior is having their Go and Postal show, their big spring show, and it is so big that they actually had to have 2 exhibition spaces. So there is one at the Go and Postal store. It actually is a post office store. Andrew Perfetti is the proprietor, and he puts on these amazing art exhibitions for Superior. So one is at Go and Postal, and the other is at the other Go and Postal photo show, so specifically photographs at VIP Pizza, and the two are running simultaneously. And they have some great artists, Ed Newman, John Hino, Kat Ramslad, Tara Stone. I am loving to see what Tara Stone has these days. She works in oils and paint mostly. She has hyper-realistic bodies and trees and nature and the way that we all sort of are going back and forth between the two. It's really fascinating. So definitely check that out. And then cross over to the bridge and come over to the Lake Superior Ojibwe Gallery at the Historical Society at the Depot is reopening. They've done a redesign of their exhibition space, and that's from 5 to 7. They have some really exceptional work by Eastman Johnson in the 1850s. He spent time with the Ojibwe and has charcoal drawings. He has the paintings that are on view upstairs, but the charcoal drawings will be part of that new exhibition. Ann Klefstad is having a show at Zeitgeist, an opening called Carbon, and she has done a series of drawings and sculptures that she's gone back in and burned, and she's done animal figures out of red cedar that then she's put in the fire, and the finish on this wood is really exceptional and sort of has a lot to say about, again, our connection back to the earth. The AICO, American Indian Housing Organization, at their Gamaji Gallery has an exhibition that is like, this is going to be one of the year's best. I'm saying it now, even though I haven't seen it yet, but Leah Yellowbird has an exhibition called Dimensions. And Leah Yellowbird, if you've seen her work and you probably recognize it, she uses pointillism. It looks like a integration of Ojibwe.
We lost you there for a minute. So you're moving again.
Oh, dear.
Stop moving.
Oh dear. I got too excited.
Oh, okay. Now we've lost you again. Now I lost you again. Wherever you are.
Oh no.
All right, right there.
Oh, dear.
Don't move.
Okay. I'm going to stay perfectly still. Well,
excellent.
I'm just saying, Leah Yellowbird. Kathy McTavish and I have talked about how we would love to see Leah Yellowbird just paint the world. And this is about as close as you can get to that. She has gone very large scale, 3-dimensional forms. She has a bear that's painted with this amazing pointillist beadwork look. It's an exuberance of joy and passion in paint. And that is on view from 5:30 to 7:30 at AICO. And then 7 to 10 at the Prove Gallery, it's a kickoff for Homegrown, a sort of informal kickoff. It's the Homegrown Illustration Show. In honor of the 20th anniversary of Homegrown, Prove has had 20 artists paint 20 luminaries in the music scene in chicken costumes. So look for caricatures of sort of Duluth scenesters in chicken outfits at Prove from 7 to 10 on Friday. And that is your week in art, Lisa.
There, nothing says cultural depth quite like homegrown musicians in chicken costumes.
Amen.
Yeah. Wow. Annie, thanks a million for joining us. We'll talk again next week. Annie Dugan joins us here every Monday on 103.3 KUMD for Where's Art?